Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Pieper Seed Farms and Enid have three great varieties that can help you succeed as you plant wheat this fall. Joe Pieper is featuring Smith's Gold bred by Oklahoma State, as well as SY Monument and SY Flint from AgriPro. All three of these varieties have good milling and baking characteristics, as well as great agronomics to help you be successful. Give Joe Pieper a call, 580-541-1949 for more details. Pieper Seed Farms in Enid, they've got the seed wheat that'll help you succeed. 580-541-1949.
Well, the cash cattle business essentially dead in the water as of right now. Although a few cattle were sold yesterday, there were not enough sales to establish any kind of a trend. Packer interest is expected to redevelop through the morning, although trade may not develop until late today or sometime tomorrow. Cash markets remain stuck between the strong rebound in futures trade the last couple of sessions, while pressure in wholesale beef values has continued to shift through the complex. Although packer margins still remain attractive, that won't deter increased plant speed anytime soon, but upward movement is likely in cash overs. Now, futures trade is expected to remain firm early in the session today, with follow-through support likely. Over on the hog, strong pressure on Wednesday continues to pivot on the will China buy or not buy pork question that's been leading the complex on this wild and unpredictable roller coaster for several months. Recent news that importers in China have inquired about pork and soybean prices ahead of the upcoming talks may be just enough fuel to spark buyers' interest once again. Now, wheat markets are higher ahead of the next round of USDA reports, with most contracts maintaining short-term uptrends dating back to the contract lows set earlier this month. Plenty of concern about the remaining bushels in the field in the U.S. Northern Plains and Canadian prairies as excessive moisture continues to pound the region. Quality downgrades should be forthcoming on the remaining bushels, although plenty of good quality should be available for blending. Corn futures are slightly higher, barely budging inside yesterday's range as traders await updated data from the USDA. The trade is certainly expecting a bullish report heading into the September WASDE, a tactic that has proved disastrous in two of the last three USDA reports. And soybean prices are higher, making new short-term highs just hours before the September WASDE is released. Downtrends remain in place, although the November contract has rallied away from the $8.50 level multiple times this summer and fall. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, October live cattle was up 235 yesterday, 98.50. December up 240 at 103.62. September feeder cattle up 217, 136.07. October up 297 at 134.02. October hogs down 255, 60.17. Kansas City wheat, December is down 5 1/4, 398.5. March down 5 cents, 412.5. Chicago wheat, December down 4 3/4, 477.5. March down 4 3/4 at 484. December corn is down 1.5, 360. March down 2 1/4, 372.25. November soybeans down 5.5, 866.5. January down 5 1/4, 880.5. December cotton up 3 cents at 59.37. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.